USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president's special representative for Ukraine resigned Friday. Kurt Volker was named in the whistleblower complaint concerning the July phone conversation between President Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart. The resignation is raising questions. The House Foreign Affairs Committee said that they had scheduled a deposition with Ambassador Volker just next week. It's not sure now if he will still take part in the deposition. The White House had restricted access to the transcript of President Trump's phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Saudi Crown Prince. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Elliot Engel, explains how the rest of the committee is viewing the hidden conversations.
It leads you to believe that somebody's hiding something or somebody wants to keep things from getting outside.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
An Army officer who used to oversee White House communications at the Trump Florida estate Mar-a-Lago has gotten a 3-year probation sentence for making false statements during a child pornography investigation. Court documents show he became a target for investigators after he uploaded topless photos of a young relative to a Russian website. The Miami Herald's Nick Nuhamis has been reporting the story.
He was at the White House switchboard before this in charge of making calls for the president, the vice president, and senior White House staff. He also traveled with the president and vice president to maintain their communication.
Uber has added a 911 button to its app that will allow riders to quietly send a message to emergency personnel. Also, riders can opt to use a 4-number PIN that will verify driver and rider before the ride leaves. And there is now also bike lane alerts to make sure you don't step out into a biking zone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The FBI and the New York State Department of Labor are investigating allegations that a payroll company diverted millions of dollars in employee pay to its own bank accounts. USA's John Hunt reports.
An FBI spokesperson confirmed the investigation. Alan Shaffrin had his company's payroll deducted twice from his employees' bank accounts.
If you've got a bank account that has direct deposit or withdrawal, we might be a lot more vulnerable than we realize.
My Payroll HR, based in Clifton Park, New York, apparently ceased operations last week after a direct deposit company, Cachet Financial Services, claimed it diverted as much as $26 million in small business employee paychecks to one of its bank accounts. Cachet handles direct deposit transactions for numerous payroll firms. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Afghanistan is having presidential elections, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Taliban relentlessly issuing threats. The terrorist group has sent suicide bombers to rallies and election offices, killing dozens and warning they'll kill more. Afghan officials say security preparations at nearly 5,000 polling places have been elaborate and more than 8 months in the making, but Taliban leaders are warning Afghans to boycott the elections, and despite the government's best efforts, 431 polling centers will not be able to open because the Interior Minister says they were just too difficult to secure. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.